You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Shinji Okazaki to score and Leicester to win was 23-10, enhanced to 7-2. Jamie Vardy, who is going through a real goal drought at the moment, him to score, Leicester to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, was 5-1. It's been enhanced to 6-1. We've talked on this podcast, Tom, about Leicester not doing that well in the league in their title defence, but their home record is still solid, very solid.
Sensational. I mean, the Arsenal game last September was the last league game they lost at home in that crazy 5-2, and that could have been anything, that match, in terms of a result and a scoreline. So I think 5-6 is a decent price, I really do. Leicester's home form, as we talked about, is incredible. West Brom, you know, we know away from home they're capable of, you know, grinding out and digging a result from anywhere. But I just think Leicester, there's something clicking for them at the King Power Stadium that they're not being able to replicate away from home. And that maybe has been the case because, weirdly, the fixtures, a lot of their away games have been in the week building up to these Champions League weeks, and they've been hammered everywhere they've been. Look, 11 of their 12 points this season have been picked up on home soil, so I don't think Leicester will have any problems. The only issue for them is, and when you're looking and trying to dig a little bit more value for Leicester, is by what kind of scoreline and who's going to score. And if you're looking at kind of the scoreline factor, it's been a mixture of anything this season at home. You know, the 0-0 draws against Arsenal and Southampton, which in context are not bad results. 2-1 against Swansea, 3-0 against Burnley, 3-1 against Palace. So, three clean sheets in the last five at home, and they've conceded a couple. It's hard to get a handle, really, if you're looking at Leicester to win 2-0, Leicester and both teams to score, and even the goal scorer bets, you know, they've been shared around because Vardy is not the obvious one anymore, is he? Silmani, Mahrez, Okazaki, Ojoa, Musa. There's a lot of players there that I wouldn't probably like to pick out any one of them. But I think set pieces could be key again in this one. I think Leicester will target Watford on that. West Brom. I know West Brom are traditionally kind of good at that. But I think you might want to look at the likes of Morgan at 12-1 any time if you're looking for a goal scorer. Mm. But I do think with a home record like that, if it was any other team, I think they'd be a lot shorter.
Strangely though, Derek, they've not got a good record at home against Brom.
It is quite amazing that, isn't it? I think they haven't won any of their last six home games against them. 2-2 and lost 4, but that's something, you know, that won't always be in the top league, will it? I agree with Tom. On face value, you look at that, you can see the champions at home to West Brom and 5-6. And it's the champions who now seem to be playing with a little bit of pride. I mean, they looked like the weakest defence of a championship of all time at the very start of the season. But they're getting things right, and maybe the confidence they're getting from their performances in Europe is translating itself into the league displays now. The worry, of course, whenever you come up against West Brom, is that it's going to be like two banks of seven, isn't it? You come up against them, you know, they're hard to break down. But this is Leicester, you know, they're champions. I don't see why the 5-6, to be honest. I think that's a very good bet.
If you are looking at a goal scorer here, Salomon Rondon scored in both meetings between the two sides last year or last season and opened the scoring on both occasions as well. So Salomon Rondon, he's 15-2 to score first.
Dave, are you Rondon's agent or something? You're always putting up Rondon. Feels like every week you always slip a Rondon bet in.
You know what? I think he's. I actually think he's really underrated.
Really?
Yeah, he's just below Mesut Ozil in my pecking order in the Premier League.
You definitely have a cut on his earnings. Definitely.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.